We live in a world where everything from divorce to military service to extreme commutes can diminish the time fathers have to spend with their children. In addition, one in three children is living in a home without a father, but that doesn't mean dads don't have a critical role to play in their children's lives. When a dad makes the effort to remain involved in his child's life, regardless of whether he lives with the child, it can drastically improve his child's chances of staying in school, staying out of jail, and avoiding many other high-risk behaviors. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia. My guest today is Eric King, Director of the Fathers in Touch program at the Capital Youth Empowerment Program. Today, we'll discuss why dads and other father figures are so important and what fathers can do today to strengthen their parenting skills. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Thank you.
Why don't you start by sharing with us why you felt focusing on fathers was such an important mission?
Well, by trade, I'm a juvenile probation officer and have always given back to the community through coaching. And my twin brother and I saw the negative effects while coaching and working with juvenile probationers about why they were in the juvenile justice system and their behavior and how they interacted with us on the basketball court and taking directives and following through with things. So we noticed some things, and then more and more as I did social histories on these children and their families, I found that the impact was just so dramatic on the children concerning the identity, self-esteem, self-worth, self-concept, that we felt that it was important that fathers have a relationship with their children. And we believe that if we could educate fathers on how to be good fathers, then there would be just more men interacting. I don't think that they don't want to. It's just some of the fathers just don't know how to be good fathers.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And then through your Fathers in Touch program, you've seen some dramatic sort of examples of the reverse of what happens when mm-hmm. a father does sort of get some strategies and feel more comfortable and find ways to engage with his kids. And what kind of positive impact have you found in the kids' lives?
Well, one of the things is the economic impact and motivating fathers to actually gain employment and financially provide for their children, but also just the direct interaction. We have activities on a monthly basis where we bring the children and fathers together. And just for the children, all the children want is to have a relationship with their father. They're not asking for much. And what we want to provide is a nurturing environment for the children. So when we see the fathers and the children come together, it's like the children feel fulfilled and they're happy. They seem content. We've had fathers that come through our program that haven't had interactions with their children for years and through our program have been able to connect. And they're finding that their children, they ask their children what they want for Christmas, and they say they just want their father to be there. They're not even asking for toys or gifts. They just want their father to be there. So we've seen a dramatic turnaround in some of the fathers in just taking ownership and responsibility for their financial commitments and also being able to make time to be there for their children.
Mm-hmm. I was recently reading about a program that took kids and had them make a list of or choose among potential rewards for good behavior or whatever. And they were surprised that the kids tended not to choose the new video game or the new something. What they chose were the ones that were a parent spending special focused, child focused time with them. And so that plays into what you're finding as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to the dads, what do they express are sort of the challenges that keep them from having the relationship they want to have with their child?
Well, I think one of the major deterrents is the relationship they have with their significant other that they're not in a relationship with. That becomes the major focus point in our program for one of the classes is the relationship building. And sometimes the children are used as pawns. And if they're not paying child support or if, just out of spite, the significant other doesn't want for them to have a relationship with the child or uses it as a power trip, the child loses out, and the men get frustrated They get into the court system and they see that they're not treated the same, and what they're saying isn't given the same weight. And we work on these things with the fathers on how to present themselves and what's most important in the courtroom and what's most important while doing some co-parenting. And I think that's probably the most important piece, is that even though two individuals aren't in a relationship, that they do what's right by the child and really work hard to make sure their child is getting everything they need, including the relationships and the financial resources to be successful.
So you don't necessarily have to really like the other parent of your child, but you got to find a way to work with them for the child's best interest.
It's about the mutual goal. If you come together and say, well, we want our child to have the best education, to have the best opportunities in this competitive world, then you have to put those differences aside and be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the strategies or tips that you give to dads that they found really helpful?
Well, the key is, for most of the dads, is knowing the right expectation for their child at significant times in their life. And throughout the child's life, there's things that the fathers can do to support the child in a healthy way. And I think that's what they really get, is that there's certain things that you need to do for your child, like read to them, go to their PTA meetings, things like that, that for some fathers aren't common sense. And for them to know, this is how I support my child at different stages, and these are the expectations I should expect for my child. Because some fathers have just unrealistic expectations at different stages in a child's life. The other thing is for fathers to actually take care of themselves, to be able to financially take care of themselves, to take care of their health, and to nurture themselves so that they're balanced. And when they're interacting with their child and interacting with other members in the community and their family, that they're balanced and not, you know, if they have a substance abuse or a mental health issue, that they're directly addressing that and not trying to pretend that they don't have any issues. So we really take a look at that. And then we have the fathers look back at their relationships with their parents and some of the dysfunction that goes on, and try to dispel that's the norm. We try to let them know what is normal behavior. And if they have been in a dysfunctional relationship with their parents, that they can make it right by their child. But just to identify that. The other thing is just to expose their child to educational opportunities and be there to support them at school.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Eric King from the Fathers in Touch program. And we're talking about the special role fathers play in their children's lives. So we started off by talking about the fact that about a third of children are not living with their father in the home. So are there specific tips you give to dads who aren't living day to day with their children but want to be a regular presence in their children's lives?
Yes, we do. Despite all the hurdles and the barriers between them and their child, they can always, especially if they have joint custody, play a part in a child's education. The school is a neutral place for them to meet with the teachers and support their child in activities at school. And it has nothing to do with going to the other person's house and having a lot of conflict. It's if your child has a play, you go to the school play and you support them in everything they do. They can also become a coach on their child's athletic team or basketball, baseball, and just play a part in that way so that they can see their child, show that they care about their child. And the child knows that when they see that their father's there for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. Many times I think fathers feel less welcomed than mothers do in the school setting or in the doctor's office. So what are things that we can do as a community to better support fathers being in touch with their children?
I think it's all about communication and being able to show that respect to the father. I think the fathers are taken back by just the interaction and the abrasiveness that people give them in the community. And just by being open and treating them with dignity and respect, I think will go a long way with really having the fathers feel comfortable and interacting and playing a part in their child's life.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we don't want to give the impression that kids who are growing up in a single-parent family are doomed. So do you have any advice for parents who are trying to raise their children on their own about...
I grew up in a household that didn't have my father in my life. My parents were divorced, so I'm doing just fine. So it's not that you can't be successful. I think the parents have to do is expose their children to role models, whether it be at their church or religious community, whether it be in the school system, whether it be in their networks, to males that are positive. That have obtained some success, and just expose their child to that. They can also expose them to museums and education, and traveling is actually a great way so that your child is exposed to a different environment, and it helps them. But building those relationships with other adult males is key, and they can do that through athletics, they can do it through clubs, whatever. But they really need to see how adult males interact appropriately with others.
Great. Great advice. We have just about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, we created Capital Youth Empowerment Program to address issues in the community. We're in Fairfax County in the city of Alexandria. And with Father's Day coming up, we do have a kind of Father's Day celebration with our concert with Marcus Johnson on June 17th at 6:00 at the Arlington View. If anybody needs information, they can go to our website at www.cyep.org and find out information about tickets to come celebrate and kick off Father's Day weekend.
Great. Fathers can play an incredibly important role in the life of their child. They offer a unique and important source of self-esteem, love, and encouragement. It's important for dads to know their value and to find resources and support to help them strengthen their parenting skills and make a difference for their kids. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Eric King for joining me to talk about this very important topic this morning. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about empowering fathers and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.